friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Baby girl defies expectations and survives to cuddle her twin brother in sweet photo. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Stacey Marshall. A photo of a twin baby hug is especially moving because doctors didn't expect little Nev to survive. But God gave this tiny girl a fighting spirit. The little miracle defied all expectations and clung tightly to her bigger brother, Louis, as the two were reunited for the first time since birth. 27-year-old Laura Huff faced a terrifying situation during her pregnancy with twins, Nev and Louis. Doctors told the first-time mom from the UK that Nev wasn't getting enough nutrients in the womb. For a good few weeks I was carrying them, I kept being told by the hospital that she wasn't going to make it, Laura recalled. At 30 weeks into the pregnancy, doctors rushed Laura in for an emergency C-section. Laura Huff gave birth to her twins prematurely, with Louis weighing 3 pounds and Nev weighing only 1 pound. Yet, despite the concerns from her doctors, Nev proved that though she was tiny, she was also mighty. When they did come out, she didn't need any oxygen at all. Laura said of Nev, she was fine. All along, the doctors were telling Laura her baby girl wouldn't survive, but this little miracle was proving them all wrong. They've never seen a baby like her, so small, without having to have any oxygen or anything to help her breathe. She's just doing it all on her own, Nev's proud mother explained. She's smaller than a baby's doll, but she's doing so well, she's unbelievable. Soon, baby Nev and her twin brother would show the world the amazing power of a hug. But first, Louis had his own battle to face. Nev amazed everyone by how well she was doing, but now Louis needed prayers. Both of his lungs collapsed because he had air in them, Laura explained, so he ended up receiving treatment to drain the air out of his lungs. Because Louis needed immediate medical intervention, the hospital separated the newborn twins. The two preemies received treatment separately for about 2 weeks. Then finally, they were both well enough to be reunited. What happened next is incredible. When the nurses put the newborn siblings together in the same incubator, the two cuddled up together in the sweetest tiny baby hug. They ended up with their arms over each other, their legs crossed, and holding hands, said the twins' mom. She tried to put her hands around his neck. It was funny to watch them. The baby's parents, Laura Huff and Chris Carey, caught a heartwarming moment on camera, and the photo has melted hearts all over. This twin baby hug is so powerful, especially given the miraculous survival story behind it. But it's not just strangers who the twins have inspired. These two miracles have had a huge impact on the hospital staff, too. Nev's doctors didn't expect her to survive after birth, yet this is one of those instances where they are delighted to be proven wrong. All the doctors who come and see her have a soft spot for her, and they've made up with both of them, Laura explained. They said they'll miss them when they leave because they need a little more fighters like that to keep them going. What a beautiful reminder that God is in control. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand and saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Isaiah 41:13. Man's cat went missing and then reappeared 15 years after vanishing. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Stacey Marshall. When Charles's cat went missing, he thought he'd lost her forever. But 15 years later, he received a call from a Los Angeles animal shelter, saying they'd found his beloved pet. When Charles brought Brandy home as a kitten in 2005, he promised to always care for her. Sadly, though, his beloved cat went missing just a few months later. Charles tried everything he could think of to find his missing fur baby. He drove around desperately searching for Brandy. He hung signs and called around to local animal shelters, but everything turned up a dead end. "I was very sad," he said. "I wanted her back because when I adopted her, I'd made a moral obligation to take care of her for life." Charles feared the worst, that his pet had been hit by a car or maybe killed by a coyote. But deep down, he always hoped for the best. "I was hoping someone would take her off the streets to take care of her, and I guess that's what happened," he said. God heard the prayer of Charles' heart, and more than a decade after the cat went missing, he reunited Brandy and Charles once again. 15 years had passed since Charles's cat went missing when he got that call from the Los Angeles Animal Shelter, and what they told him seemed impossible. The shelter said they had his missing cat, Brandy. "I was skeptical. I thought it must be a mistake," Charles explained. "Maybe there's a 1 in a million chance it's Brandy, but after 15 years, it's highly unlikely." The reason the shelter knew they'd found the cat indeed was because of its microchip. "I said, yeah, the microchip wouldn't lie," Charles said. Charles guesses that when Brandy went missing as a kitten, someone found her and kept her, never checking the microchip. Then all these years later, Brandy wandered off again. This time, the shelter found her, and the microchip led them back to Charles. Though his address and home phone had changed, his cell number remained the same, and that's how they connected him with Brandy. After the shelter called, Charles went to see Brandy the very next day, and it was a powerful moment as he once again cradled the cat that went missing all those years ago. "I saw her, I picked her up, and she started to purr. It was very emotional," Charles recalled. "It was nice to have her in my arms again. I did break down and cry because I thought about all the years that I'd lost from her." The cat Charles held was older and a bit malnourished, but it was definitely the same Brandy from 15 years before. "She doesn't have a lot of energy," he said, "but she seems very content. She purrs a lot." What an incredible and unexpected blessing. For nothing is hidden that will not be revealed, nor anything secret that will not be known and come to light. Luke 8:17.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.